Amanda ducked her head to peer into the mailbox, squealing with glee when she spotted the two large white envelopes crammed towards the back amidst the bills. Each was addressed to her in purple script, although the return addresses differed slightly. One read Alistine University of Christian Tradition, while the other had been sent from Alistine University of Creative Innovation. Just as she'd expected, each of the envelopes contained a letter of acceptance, and she skimmed through them before stacking them on the dining table and calling her mother at work to herald the good news. Each of the schools offered journalism, her major of choice, and both were known for an exceptional faculty and a commitment to excellence. The final decision for Amanda would have to be made after a visit to each campus. The arrangements were not too difficult, as the universities were located on the same stretch of street in the mid-sized town of Alistine, Texas. In fact, the two campuses would have been one if not for a 10-foot-high stone wall that stretched between them. A week and a half after her acceptance letters had arrived at her house, Amanda stepped onto the stately campus of Alistine University of Christian Tradition. It was a solemn and magnificent place, with sand-colored stone buildings and meandering paths through the stands of large old trees. Amanda saw a few students filing into classrooms, dressed in somber-colored slacks and long skirts, as an obelisk at the center of campus sounded the hour in sober tones. A tour guide met her on the steps of the imposing administration building and led her beneath the tall Corinthian columns as she expounded the details of everyday life at AUCT.
At AUCT, we want to create a generation of Christians that continue to carry the torch as Christians have for centuries. As part of this, students are required to attend at least two chapels a day, the guide said as they passed the Spiritual Life office. Of course, we provide several opportunities throughout the day. Sunrise Chapel is every morning at 6:30 on the lawn. Late Morning Chapel is in the largest auditorium at 11. Early Afternoon Chapel, the students called it Tuesdays, is held at 2 in the same place. And there's an evening service at 9 for those who are unable to attend those during the day because of the intrusion of class or work.
What happens to students who don't get two chapels in a day? Amanda asked.
The guide's eyes narrowed. I hardly think students should find it so difficult to work God into their busy schedules just twice a day. However, if a student were to find himself lacking the necessary chapel credits, he would be placed on chapel probation and would be unable to register for classes until he had attended the requisite number of penance chapels.
Amanda, eager to steer the conversation away from punishment, picked up the school newspaper from a distribution stand as they passed it. I'm very interested in journalism. What can you tell me about the newspaper?
Ah, I'm so glad you asked. The guide's face immediately brightened. The tradition is a great exercise for students who want to learn how a newspaper is put together.
I was a reporter for my high school paper. I can't wait to get involved with the tradition. I love digging up stories.
That's great, although I don't know how much digging you'll be doing. There's not much dirt on this campus, the tour guide said with a dry laugh.
Oh, there's dirt everywhere, and I have a way of finding it.
The tour guide sniffed. The tradition does not maintain its status as the school-sanctioned newspaper by digging into affairs that are none of anyone's business. In fact, you'll find that many of the things that are printed are written by our own public relations office. Student reporters can be awfully unreliable about checking facts, and we'd hate for anything to be printed that might send the wrong message about the university.
I see, Amanda said. She scanned the front page headlines on the paper quickly and noticed only a large article about the steady growth of the endowment fund and a couple of features on alumni who had donated large sums to the school. Does the public relations office also produce the other school media?
What media is that?
You know, blogs, podcasts.
Oh, heavens no. We don't have any need for those things. The newspaper is distributed on campus and delivered to the board members and the alumni who subscribe. Who else would need to know the affairs of our university?
Amanda could formulate no response to that, and so they walked for a few moments in silence across campus. They were passing through the shadow of the dome-topped Biblical Studies building when an old man shuffled up to them, a fine gray suit draped over his bony frame and a few white wisps of hair the only covering on his otherwise bald head.
Ah, Dr. McCallum, the tour guide said, drawing the man over to the two of them. This is Amanda, a prospective student. To Amanda, she said, Dr. McCallum is one of our most distinguished alumni. He's been with this university through it all, haven't you, sir?
I tell you, young lady, this is the kind of university a man could put his trust in, the old man said. I'm proud to support a school that knows how to stick to traditions. Why fix what isn't broken, after all? As long as AUCT keeps doing the things the right way, the way things have always been, I'll be glad to continue donating. Amanda, was it? Well, Amanda, you look like the kind of honorable young lady that belongs on this campus. A lot of kids in your generation don't appreciate the value of things, always wanting the next this, the newest that. I don't understand how people keep up with all the changing. I like the place like this that never changes.
Dr. McCallum bid them both a cheery farewell and tottered on his way while they continued toward the squat brick building that housed journalism amid a hodgepodge collection of other majors.
If you'd like, we can speak to the head of the journalism department and start talking about ways you could get involved with the newspaper, the tour guide said.
No, actually, I really need to meet my mom for lunch, Amanda said. I'll be in contact with the admissions office, I'm sure. Amanda fled, finding her car and driving it less than a block to the other side of the great dividing wall between the universities, where she parked in a nearly identical lot. She was more excited about the visit to Alastair University of Creative Innovation than she had been to AUCT, although her parents would prefer she attended the latter. They had attended AUCT, after all, when it was still simply Alastair Christian University, and its sister school had not yet broken away and claimed half the campus block for itself. There was a square kiosk at one end of the parking lot, with a flat-screen television on each of its sides showing a welcome video. As Amanda approached, the sound clicked on, and a man in all black appeared on screen.
Welcome to Alastair University of Creative Innovations, where we seek to create an innovative learning environment for the leaders of tomorrow. If you have a mobile device such as an iPhone, you may download a virtual tour of our campus from our website, and we can show you the many ways we are using technology to make students' lives better.
Amanda, who had gotten the latest version of the iPhone for Christmas, quickly found the prospective student package the video had referred her to, and the same man appeared on the smaller screen in her hands, pointing the way towards the rest of the campus and keeping a running narrative about the buildings as she walked. Most of the buildings on campus were of modern design, all concrete and glass. The campus was liberally sprinkled with kiosks like the one she had encountered on her way into the university, although these displayed slick-designed advertisements for upcoming student events. There were hundreds of students roaming the campus in small groups or seated on concrete benches, most with their phones to their ears, their thumbs tapping out text messages, or their laptops in their laps.
Please enter more information about your areas of interest so that we can tailor your campus experience to your needs, the man on her screen was saying, and she quickly tapped journalism into the appropriate box. A three-dimensional map popped up on the screen and a yellow line directing her to a building ahead of her. AUCI's Department of Mass Communication embraces a wide variety of media, largely utilizing the internet as a means for communicating our university message, said the tiny tour guide. Students maintain the university's blog as well as the Facebook and Twitter pages, the YouTube channels, the Flickr accounts, and the iTunes library. Almost everything that goes on campus is recorded and posted online to be seen by the world.
Amanda scrolled through the information she'd downloaded until she found a place to search frequently asked questions. She was eager to learn more about the university newspaper, but she could find no mention of it at all. "Excuse me," Amanda called, flagging down a female professor just coming out of a computer lab. "I'm a prospective student, and I was just wondering if you could tell me something about the university newspaper. Are freshmen able to get involved?"
"Oh, we don't have a newspaper, dear," the professor said. "Printed news is old news, see? Everything's online these days. There's no need for paper."
"I see," Amanda said for the second time that day. Perturbed, she allowed her virtual tour guide to lead her back outside, toward the main student center. A menu appeared on Amanda's iPhone, and she selected chapel attendance from the campus policies drop menu. She shoved her earbuds into her ears, unable to hear the black-attired man through the phone's external speakers over the din of the other students.
"Although it's not in our name, AUCI's Christian roots are part of the campus cultures," he said. "Students are required to register 30 chapel credits throughout the semester. There are any number of ways to receive credits for a chapel attendance. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, the daily technology tutorials are replaced with chapel services. Also, there are scheduled online chapel hourly throughout the day that students can register for and attend. We understand that our students live busy lives, and we provide them with the most convenient access to worship."
Amanda ambled out of the student center behind a group of other students, letting the crowd shunt her in the general direction of her car. As soon as she had climbed in, her phone began to ring. "Hey, Mom." "Yeah, I just got done with my second tour. Did the mail come yet today?" "Really?" "Oh, definitely. I've heard good things about Harston U." She pulled out of the parking lot and headed back to her hotel, both Alastair universities and their dividing wall visible in her rearview mirror as she drove away.
So, Sarah, how did you get the idea for this project?
Working in the PR office, I do a lot of work writing stories and stuff about the presidential search and the image of the university. So I was really interested in the contrast between what the university presents to alumni and what they present to prospective students and the split in the culture that it sort of created. So I wanted to emphasize that.
So then, can we say that this is kind of autobiographical? I mean, are you Amanda in this story?
Well, I can't really be Amanda because I'm really too, I am too immersed in the culture to look at him impartially as Amanda gets the chance to do. But It is semi-autobiographical, yes.
So is this sort of poking fun at the institution, or is this more of a warning of the way things might become?
I don't see this sort of thing in the future of ACU, but it is, I think, kind of an interesting and kind of a dangerous thing to balance keeping alumni happy and in continuing to attract new students. And I, especially thinking about the presidential search, wanted to say something about having to maintain the balance.
Okay, well, thank you for taking time to come in and record your project today.